Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Allison Knezovich, the Baltimore County correspondent for the Baltimore Sun. Allison, you've been doing some really enlightening and interesting stories recently about money in politics, and specifically dealing with the county executive, Mr. Kamenetz, and some developers out there who seem to be interested in seeing someone defeated.
Yes, development's always a big topic in Baltimore County, and certainly everywhere developers are frequent campaign contributors. Recently, we reported on what's called a slate fund. It was formed by the county executive 4 years ago, and all of the donors are from development interests.
Tell us a little bit about how these slates work.
Well, slates are common in Maryland politics. Various candidates can be members of the slate together. If you're a member of the slate, you can receive unlimited transfers from the slate. The slate can also make its own expenditures, say to pay for polling or mailers from its own account to benefit the members of the slate.
Tell us a little bit more about who the developers are and something more about their interests.
So a lot of the contributors are connected to a company called Caves Valley Partners, which is a Towson firm that's doing a couple big projects in Towson. There's also LLCs that contributed that are tied to Southern Land Company and Chesapeake Realty Partners.
What do you think the joint objective is of the developers and the county executive? Why are they a team?
They are looking to support candidates, you know, that have the same goals as them. One of the members of the slate is a candidate named John Herbst, who's running for county council. He's challenging Councilwoman Vicki Almond in the district that includes Owings Mills and Pikesville. And it's no secret that Almond and Kamenetz have not gotten along very well over the past few years.
How much money are we talking about?
There's been a total of about almost 40,000 that's been contributed to this slate. Now, Kamenetz himself transferred over 100,000 from his own campaign account to the slate as well.
And he doesn't really have any opposition in this campaign. So he's really trying to nail down his support or to eliminate opposition in the council. At least that's what it looks like.
That's what it appears. And he certainly has room to help other people in these races because of the amount of money that he himself has.
It makes you think that it's about development and about dealing with the interests of the developers. And their interests are not having Vicki Almond on the council anymore, right? I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, she said that she doesn't get along with those particular developers. But I think that probably the county would say that there's a lot of development that's in the interests of the taxpayers and the citizens, the residents. If it's good development, that it can really help the economy and the quality of life for people.
I think that most of us wouldn't have an argument with that. But the issue would be, what specifically is being done to favor the developers? This is why, again, it's an important story that you're working on, and thank you for being with us to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
For Allison Knezovich, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.